with SRN News. I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Most Americans agree that democracy is on the ballot this November, but they disagree on the exact threat. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
An AP NORC poll shows that most Americans believe this year's presidential race will be crucial for the future of the country's democracy. Not surprisingly, given the political climate, voters see the threat differently based on their political views. Many Democrats continue to see Donald Trump as a threat to democracy after he tried to overturn the results of the 2020 election. But the poll findings also suggest that many of Trump's supporters agree with him that the Biden-Harris administration is the real threat. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tropical Storm Debbie finally moving out of this country, but leaving behind devastation.
Parts of the Northeast were left with major flooding after Tropical Storm Debbie made its final stop before leaving the U.S. Westfield, Pennsylvania resident Cindy Pierce.
We lost everything down back, swimming pool, kids, swing set. But our house is safe and we're safe. That's all that matters.
Debbie came ashore as a hurricane in Florida Monday before being downgraded. Officials say the death toll is at least 9, most in vehicle accidents or from fallen trees. I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities have evacuated the Eiffel Tower after a man was seen climbing the Paris landmark hours before the Olympics closing ceremonies later today. The shirtless man was seen scaling the more than 1,000-foot-tall tower this afternoon. It's unclear just when he began his ascent. The U.S. Navy says it's having a hard time building affordable warships needed to face expanding threats around the world. Amongst the numerous challenges it cites, serious shortage of skilled workers, poor shipyard employee retention, last-minute design changes. This is SRN News. Vice President Kamala Harris's selection for a running mate will please the most liberal wing of the Democratic Party. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has made his state a bastion of liberal policy. He won the governor's office in 2018, and Democratic control of the legislature has allowed Walz and the lawmakers to repeal pro-life laws, promote the LGBT agenda, especially amongst children, and legalize recreational pot. He's been a champion of other Democratic causes, too, including union organizing and a $15-an-hour minimum wage. Harrison Butker is not backing down. With NFL training camp underway, members of the media are again questioning the Kansas City Chiefs kicker about comments he made during a college commencement speech in May. Butker, who describes himself as a conservative Catholic, says he stands behind what he had to say then, including assailing Gay Pride Month and criticizing President Biden's stance on abortion. This is SRN News. Trouble for the U.S. Coast Guard.
Basic training for cadets at the Coast Guard Academy being overhauled in light of a sexual abuse scandal. That follows a 6-year internal investigation finding 102 separate allegations of sexual assault involving cadets from 1990 to 2006. The report determines the Academy often, quote, mishandled those cases. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, August the 11th. It's the 224th day of 2024. On this date in history, 1929, Babe Ruth becomes the first baseball player to reach 500 career home runs with a dinger at Cleveland's League Park. And on this date, 1934, the first federal prisoners arrived at Alcatraz Island, former military prison in San Francisco Bay. It would be eventually home to more than 1,500 people. This is SRN News.